Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Some people love the anonymity of the internet. Free range to fight with strangers and plead grievous offense. Some people use the internet as a place to connect with strangers who have similar interests. Some people, looking at you, Bad Witch, reach out to strangers to discuss common fan-based issues and get lambasted over the whole witchy world wide web. And now, Lisa, Daryl, and Shelley.
Welcome, witches. It is Witchy Wednesday, and you have, as Lisa would say, reached the podcast, Good Witch, Bad Witch, where we talk about stuff and we make you giggle a little bit. Yeah. I was listening to another, it was like a documentary. What is that called? And I think it was 2020 or Dateline or whatever, but it was old timey. And they said, thank you for joining our program. Thank you for joining our program, everyone. I just came over to Lisa and Daryl's for a visit. I sat on the Davenport. We listened to a program.
It was
nice. But speaking of Lisa and Daryl, they are on the show also.
Yeah.
Lisa Brown, who is just recovering from an extreme spell of queasiness, is our bad witch.
Woo-hoo!
And she feels bad. So take it easy on her.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Take a load off.
That's right. And then the man witch is Daryl Brown.
I'm here, and I'm staying.
Yep, and that could have gone any number of ways.
No. Yeah.
And I am Shelley Majors.
Yes, she is. Why don't we ever, everybody that introduced, we got to get back to our normal thing. You introduce us, and then we introduce you.
Okay.
All right. Whatever. Yeah, one
and
of these days we'll rehearse.
Shelley Majors.
Da-da-da-da.
Yes.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da. Yes, that's how it should be.
Oh, that would be a great intro for a game show episode, but this is not that.
No.
No, today we're talking about some internet stuff. It's called Bad Blood. There's controversy. Mm-hmm. Bad Blood. There is bad news. There's crime. There's meanness.
There's so much things on the internet.
Cyberbullying.
Yeah, there really is. Yeah. It's broadened.
Before we get to that, though, let's talk a little bit about the events that we're going to have that Good Witch, Bad Witch is sponsoring. And Spirit Hound.
Yep, here comes your monthly calendar.
Yeah, so...
Save the date.
We are doing karaoke, another witchy karaoke, where we... And I don't even know why it's witchy at this point, other than the fact that we'll just be there.
but it's fun because our patron love being a part is witchy. They're part of the coven, so that's what it's all about.
Yeah, so and you don't have to be a Patreon to go. Anybody is invited, and it's lots and lots of fun.
Yep.
It's going to be on November 26th, which is a Sunday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And
six to nine.
Yeah, we are going to give you at the end of this episode a special magic word to say to the bartender, and if you come on that day, you will get a free shot of
or largely discount. We'll see.
Yeah.
But what I'm thinking is one of our most popular drinks in Lyons is called the Jam Jar, and it has strawberry and basil infused gin, and it tastes like strawberry lemonade, and it's wonderful. So I might just have oodles and oodles of those, but I might call it like the magic microphone or the summer singer, or who knows? I can do whatever I want.
You do. You get. You do.
I can.
You do
and I will.
Can.
Yes, but we'll come up with a promo code, and so you can get the secret drink.
Yeah. And you know what, guys? Think about this.
Yeah.
It's a couple days after Thanksgiving. You've had enough, maybe, of your family bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to get out. You want to blow some steam. You want to do some shots.
Yeah. And be with your friends.
Come hang out with the witches. And we aim to please, and we do. I've gotten nothing but great reviews from our first two that we've done.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, I mean, it's so great. If we've got a little gal that comes way down from up north, God bless her, Amber, we love you.
Amber.
Amanda. I'm sorry.
We like her so much, yeah, we can't remember
so
her name.
So many women,
she'll laugh
so little
about
time.
It. She'll laugh about it.
Yeah,
but yeah,
Amanda.
And she comes down, our friend Amanda. So, you know, come on out. Like I said, it's a couple days after Thanksgiving. You need to get out and get yourself a release.
Do it.
Having fun.
Do it.
Yay. And the second thing that we're doing is we're going to be having a pop-up vendor show at Spirit Hound at on the 10th of December. There's going to be a bunch of vendors with all homemade items. So it's everything that these people are making mm-hmm. from scratch that'll be unique Perfect. Items for Christmas.
Yeah. The Pie Queen's going to be there.
The Pie Queen's going to be there.
Jen with her gourmet fudge, like pistachio fudge and caramel fudge and crazy good fudge.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, some foods, some other kinds of homemade items.
Is Blue Line Boutique going to be
Blue
there?
Blue Line Boutique yep. will be there. All so right. you can buy stuff and we'll have some specials going on there. And I'll have... the earrings that I make and all
yeah,
kinds of fun
jewelry,
stuff.
So, leggings.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking we should even have from Blue Line Boutique maybe a little drawing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you come, you might get, you'll be in for a free pair of something.
We hand you a piece of paper and you do us a drawing.
Yeah. And that's 11 to 4 on December 10th. Spirit Hounds is 3622 Tejon in Denver. And yeah, we've got a bunch of fun people coming down there. One of the kids is. One of our bartenders, he makes custom buttons. He makes some really cool buttons. His company, his name is Mutant Buttons. But yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, so
it's gonna
be fun. Then, like you said, the Pie Queen is, she makes the individual pies.
Oh, they're so good.
I don't know if she's doing pies or is she doing quiches or both?
That's a good question. We'll find out
we'll
soon
find
enough.
We'll find out there.
Can you say that again?
Yep, and our next door neighbors will be serving a remarkable brunch. So we can have some... some delicious little eggnog. Okay, you know what else we're doing in December, beginning of December? I think it's the day before that at Spirit Hound is take your picture with Santa, your pet's picture with Santa.
Oh.
Yep, so I already enlisted our Santa Claus. We have cute little backgrounds. And yeah, and then we're going to make s'mores and have fun hot chocolate drinks with the Cafe Colorado delicious liqueur. Mm. So yeah,
what's the time
get
frame
drunk
for
with
that?
Santa.
Yay!
What's that?
What's the time frame for that?
That's on Saturday the 9th from 3 to 7, I believe.
Well, there you go.
We'll be coming down with a Fifi pie.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
I was going to say, because we usually are open, at Blue Line Boutique, but perfect.
Yay.
We make Christmas fun.
Christmas
Heck
is
yeah.
fun.
I think so, too.
Yay.
I think we make everything
you
fun.
You know what else makes fun? Alcohol.
Yes.
Alcohol.
Okay. So that's just our little promo for us. Also, I wanted, just before we get started, you guys are going to want to become a Patreon. First of all, you get all the back episodes of everything that we've done with our videos and our games and stuff we've put on Patreon. But this one, I'm going to deep dive into an internet little conflict that I got into with a couple celebrities.
Let's get ready.
And you're only going to hear about it on Patreon. So. get your Patreon memberships for an extra $5. You get all those way back episodes, dozens to maybe 100. I don't know, lots.
Yeah.
And
I'll send you one special little gift.
Yeah, and you get a gift. I have the hiccups.
Yep, you're going to love it. And seriously, grab a tea bag because Lisa gets into some hot water. Am I right?
Absolutely. Ooh,
yeah.
And then we're
going to
spill it. How many more tea puns can I do? We're going to spill the tea.
Spill in the tea.
Yep.
I pity the fool that doesn't come to listen to our show.
I completely pissed off a whole network.
Yeah.
Yes,
a lot of people.
I did. I pissed off a lot of people.
And
people,
I came
they
out
were
of
real
it.
Mad.
Okay, so that brings us to internet stuff. So, when it comes to the internet, how big are your internet balls?
Oh, tiny.
Yeah.
Minuscule. Like, I have snow pea balls.
So, which, what I'm saying
Wasabi
is...
Wasabi balls over here.
Do you don't care enough to get into any kind of a discussion? Is it because you don't care? Or is it because you're too busy? Or is it a little bit of both? Or is it because you don't like controversy? Or all of the above?
It's all the above. Plus, I'm also, even though it's weird that we do this show and I share some things, whatever, I'm really pretty private, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say A is don't care.
Yeah.
Nothing makes me that mad. And then B, too busy. And then C, private.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I'm as afraid as controversy, like getting in a fight. If I believe in something, but I don't care about it.
You don't care enough to... like.
Exactly.
Is there any subject that if somebody wrote something about that you...
are true to your heart about?
That you would feel like you would have to defend your Your soul, your.
If they said, somebody said that we had a dumb show, I'd call them out.
Okay. Like, yeah.
It is dumb and it is silly, no, but you have to be smart to be dumb.
It's
hip to be square.
You know what's funny is I've had a few people and a couple of family members that said, I tried to catch your show, but I just don't get it, this and that. I'm like, well, it wasn't meant for you.
Yeah.
It's meant for a certain people.
Exactly.
You know, people that like true crime, they catch on to that. People that like comedians. No, we are a special blend of a mixture we put in a pot and that we serve to you. If you like it, if it's too hot, cool it down. If it's too cold, heat it up. But that's what we are.
Right.
We're not for everybody.
No,
for sure.
And
that's for sure.
It started with Lisa being a nail tech and me being in hospitality or bartender or whatever,
and
people
being
confessional. Well, and Daryl being nosy. Yeah. But we love hearing everybody's stories, and I'll stand up for us to the death because it's like, you know, that really cool person that you meet at a bar and just while away the hours while you wait for a plane. We're those guys. And, you know, yeah, if you don't like us, I don't give a fuck. But if you call us out and say that we're not authentic or something like that, that would rattle my cage.
So that's funny that you should say that because you too, I could see you talking to a person at a bar waiting for a plane or whatever, that's my freaking nightmare.
Oh, no, Lisa would put her face into a pretend book to avoid somebody.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't like to talk to people one-on-one.
Yeah.
I don't. That's
your life.
Funny,
you do that.
I do that for a living. Yeah. But I would rather.
Lisa on her downtime is like, please don't fucking talk to me.
Yeah, seriously. I just, like, I'll just sit there and just be like, whatever. Because I'd rather fight with somebody on the internet or talk on the internet or do something over my phone than have to sit there and chit-chat. Ugh.
See, well, here's the difference. I'm sorry, Daryl.
No, you're fine.
The difference is escape. So I don't want to talk to anybody for 4 hours on a plane or even in an Uber or whatever because I can't leave.
True.
You know, and if it goes awry, I'm stuck there.
Yeah.
But on the internet, you can leave.
Yeah.
You know, at the bar at the airport, I can leave. So it's an escape route, I think, that makes a good conversation.
Oh, that's me. Shelly Montoya, I got to go.
Daryl's calling. I got a jet.
Are trying to get away from Daryl.
No, the funny thing is, and I know I've mentioned this before, but my best friend John just hated it. Anytime we would go into like a new bar or something, we'd be out on a job and, hey, let's go get something to eat, blah, blah, blah. And we'd walk in and there would be this goofy looking bastard in there. And I mean, he would look right at me and go, please don't make eye contact. Don't talk to this guy. And I would make it a point to be like, hey, dude, what's happening? And John
exactly.
would be like, you son of a bitch.
He's like, every time Daryl goes into a bar, finds some girl with Shelly hair and just like goes for it. Some wackadoo.
So with that,
I do the same thing on the internet. I look for trolls.
Will you on purpose start a fight on the internet?
I you know, because I'm not on too many different sites, but on the ones that I'm on, like right now, okay, let's say the Avalanche, they started out strong. Now they're starting to suck a little bit.
Right.
Everybody's jumping on the whole thing. We need to fire the coach. Get rid of this guy. Get rid of that guy. I will jump in and fight to the death. I'm like, okay, you should have jumped off the bandwagon after we won the Stanley Cup because this team has been the worst team in the league before.
You're passionate.
Went back up. Now, yeah, I will do that. You know, so I do. I jump in and I do. I like to, and just even with some of my friends that'll complain about something on the internet, or not on, like, say, on Facebook.
Yeah, he likes to stir the shit.
I love it, yeah. So this is, like, my dream come true that this whole thing ever came about, because if not, I would sit there and, like, God, I wish I could fight with my mother right now, but she'll knock the shit out of me.
Whereas, and I'll go into this in the meat with my story.
Sure.
I don't ever intend to start fighting with somebody.
But here we are.
Yes, but it always ends up to blow up into something huge because I have a tendency to push buttons that I didn't know that I could. Like, I'm like, I'm just giving my opinion, and then I say something, and it's like, I hit every person right where it hurts, and I don't mean to, and then I end up backpedaling. It's so weird.
Intentions are good.
Yeah.
You get a lot of people that back you up as well.
Yeah,
because they feel
true.
The same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, did you guys, okay, same thing with that. But even with simple text, sometimes your text comes across a little different than I think you meant to say what you meant to say.
Me in general or everyone?
No, just a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Don't you think that's happened?
Yeah.
And I mean, that's why I don't really like to text because I'm a phone person. I will call you.
Uh-huh.
But
See, okay,
as
so
of
here,
late, I've really gotten into, like, I like my text lingo.
Right.
I think I'm getting better at it and stuff like this.
It's more conversational, like your actual style.
Yeah, and so somebody else will come back, and I'm like, why don't you just call me if you want to write this out?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like a terse text.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, I'm going to meet you at the whatever. And if they give me back a K, I'm like, are you mad at me?
Yeah, I don't like a K.
I'm like, you might as well tell me to fuck off if you throw me a K.
That's hilarious. See, I don't really read too much into that, but I do know I would rather, I'm the total opposite because I would rather text
than talk.
And the reason is that I usually can't hide my disdain in my voice.
Oh, true, true
and
that.
I'm also, I have a tendency for my humor to sound bitchy too when I think I'm being funny. Let me give you an example of that.
So,
So I actually was telling my my friend Amber Braxton, and she's the one who does our, she's done a lot of our photography for our Good Witch, Bad Witch, and she's in this insane, amazing photographer. And I was telling her the other night, I said, I need to apologize to you for something that I've been stewing over for, like, since I saw you last, which has been 2 or 3 weeks. And she's like, what? And I said, sometimes I feel like I want you to like me so bad that I'm, and I go, because I just think you're so cool. And I go, I say the wrong thing, and I feel like I constantly do it with you. And she's like, what are you even talking about? And I said, when we had our last karaoke show, we did a potluck.
Yeah.
And I go, I was standing by the table and she came over and she goes, oh, is there food? And I go, yeah, it's a potluck. What'd you bring? And she goes, absolutely nothing. And I go, yeah, I see that. And I was totally kidding.
Yeah, so Amber came over to our house this last Friday night, and she's telling this story, and Amber goes, What?
She probably didn't even remember.
No, she remembered me saying it, but she thought it was funny.
Yeah, because she knew you were fucking around.
Right, and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, and she goes, I was so busy. I had like 7 photo shoots that day. She's like, I bring nothing. And I thought it was hilarious because I'm like, I didn't bring shit. And stuff. And I go, well, that's how I meant it to go. But I go, I overthought it for so long. So I'd rather, because I have a tendency for when I do a joke in person, it doesn't, I don't know, sometimes
you
it doesn't go.
Seriously, you do have a little bit of a different sense of humor that some people that don't know you and aren't, like I can say in our group of people that know your sense of humor, you can come off as kind of harsh.
Absolutely.
And believe me, what my wife does not mean any harm towards anybody.
No.
She'll fuck with you.
Yes, but and it's even funny, I think even people still, some people in our circle and stuff, they'll still kind of back up, like, is she being serious?
They don't know if I'm joking or not.
Intimidated or something.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I even do that. Yeah. There's times when I'm like, are you fucking with me? Or you know?
But that's kind of a good way to, it's like nature's way just to filter out the dummies. You know, it's like, you get it or you don't. It's the Lisa filter.
Yep. Exactly. And but I just, with her, because like I said, I do like her so much. I was like, I hope she wasn't taking that wrong because I really, really was just kidding.
She's so laid back. And probably too busy to even be mad about
Exactly.
And this is how impressive of a woman this young lady is. I've known her since she was like 3 days old. Uh-huh. She's just a young little gal to where she, you know.
She's making it sound like now she's 5 days old.
Well, no. This is what I think is so cute. That my wife goes, I just want to be able to, I want to hang out with you. I love you that much. You know, that's how cool this person is.
Yeah.
She's lovely.
You know, and she is. She just is so stellar. And God, I love her to death.
Oh my God, that is so funny. I'm sorry.
I don't know if it'll go too far off the rails, but I really want to tell this brief story. But it goes along with what you were saying with the saying the absolute wrong thing. And then, but I think I might have caught it. Like, can I tell you a brief thing that happened this morning?
Absolutely, yes.
But same deal where you're just like, oh, I just fucked the dog on that one. I mean, it just so dumb. But so we were talking about Idaho Springs.
Who's we?
Me and Brian.
Okay.
And because when we decide where we go to eat, we talk about food for about an hour and a half and then just end up like in the most geographically convenient place.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. It was fantastic. But anyway, so we're just talking about Idaho or food. And then jalapeno poppers came up.
Okay.
So apparently Tommyknockers in Idaho Springs has these gigantic poppers that are filled with all this goodness and then wrapped in bacon and then grilled. And they're just fantastic. And he's like, yeah, we don't have time to drive to Idaho Springs. I'm like, but wouldn't that be amazing? You know, it's not that far from Evergreen. And so anyway, I'm like, God, man, I really love Idaho Springs. It's still got that mountain flavor. And they're all like hardworking, blue collar, like actual mountain people. It's not like a touristy town as much. You know, they're not just like rich guys that say, hey, I'm going to buy a house in the mountains. And I'm like, no offense, not you. I mean, you're fine. You're a mountain man. You cut down the tree. I don't know what to say. So I'm like, I just universally offended, you know,
oh
everybody.
My God, that's hilarious.
And he's like, I'm not mad.
And I don't feel like Bojo's Pizza, so we're not going out of it.
So Idaho Springs is out? Okay, great.
Guess so.
Love your house.
Gosh, that's hilarious.
Think before you talk.
So saying Daryl likes to kind of start fights or whatever and stuff. It's not fights. That sounds bad, but he likes to stir the pot.
Yeah, poke the bear.
When does it become internet bullying? At what point, is that?
I think it's like regular bullying when it's about things that you can't change and it becomes apart from the opinion or playful banter or whatever, and you're actually, like, bullying to me is making fun of somebody for things that they can't control, you know, and name-calling.
Being stupid?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
and it's
like,
mean to make fun of stupid people. They can't help it.
We'll get into it on my thing. We're going to talk in the meat, I believe. But yeah. I'll just go ahead and say this. I had said something to somebody, you know, because this guy, his stuff didn't jive.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, you don't know what you're talking about, fucktard. I don't know whether he's a
fuck. Oh, I forgot about this. Or a tard. Yeah.
It
was a blanket insult.
But another guy said, Daryl Brown, I just spit coffee all over the place. You said fucktard.
Yes. It just sometimes it gets the point across.
I mean, yeah. So I don't know. Is it bullying? I mean, I didn't know whether the guy might be a dumb fuck or maybe he's a tard.
Is tard a bad word, though? I mean,
you can't say the R word, so I think
you can't say the T word. So can you say it if you say the fuck in front of it?
I think that softens the blow.
It does. I think it does, too.
And I think it's like, I'm not actually accusing you of having a mental illness. I just think you're really dumb.
Right.
It was probably not politically appropriate, but it's the internet, and we're not friends, and I didn't say it to your kid, and everybody relax.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so I always wonder this. This is really funny, but it's not funny, but kind of funny. Like, if we ended up getting insanely popular, this podcast blew up, and
we got Joe Rogan money and stuff like that.
Seriously.
Yeah. And you just got a free prop there, Joe.
Would they come back to this episode and say, Daryl's a racist against fucktards?
I would respond through my stack of $1,000 bills and say...
Shh, let it rain, tard.
Oh, what?
And then we could edit it back. He said pop tarts. Pop tart.
Our private jet in the pop tart.
You guys ready to get on the fuck tart?
Oh, I'm sorry, you made me spit out my crystal. That was so funny.
Thank God we're never going to get rid of it.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Hey, you guys like that minivan out front part that says the fuck tart?
Oh my God,
so
my stomach.
Of our 12 listeners, 3 of them are offended. I think we'll regroup. It's going to be okay.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yep.
Okay, so what was all of your guys' first internet address? Your email address.
I immediately regret telling you this earlier because my brothers and my mom now both do listen to this. I'm going to defer to you guys.
You're really not going to say it?
No.
Come on, don't be a fucktard.
Lisa is giving me a really mean look, you guys.
The thing is that your moms and your brothers both know that you're hilarious. It's just a joke.
Because I'm pretty sure I was a virgin when AOL came out. It was
It was after you were married.
For your third time, it was.
Makes it worse. I'm not even sure. I was a married lady, and I had an email address that was ilickablow@aol.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was cutely spelled. It was ilickublow. Yeah. ilickablow@aol. It surprisingly wasn't taken, guys.
Well, you know, the thing was, there might have been a lot of Asian people go, oh. because that's how I used to protrude it.
Not
being racist, but no, it's an old joke.
Asia's
back in the
a
day.
Big audience. Stop.
They do, but mine was like an old gangster one. Mine was easydpoc@aol.com.
Whoa, a pop a cap in your ass.
Pow, pow, lick him low.
I lick him low.
Yeah,
I think that is so funny.
I can't believe you remembered it.
Oh, I helped you make it.
When I first seen it, I mean, because you came up on, like, that's back in the day you did your AOL.
Because your AOL account came with, like, five, you could use
five. Your buddies.
My friends, yeah.
Yes. So we had mine, yours, and then, I don't know, maybe my mom. And we had one extra, and we're like, do you want to get on AOL? And Shelly's like, sure.
Yeah,
like,
she didn't have a computer or whatever. Yeah.
I wasn't married when AOL came out.
Yeah, you were.
I was. You got married before me and Daryl were together.
Huh.
So, and we. I mean, maybe it was between. Like, after you were already.
So many marriages, so many email accounts.
She licked them low a lot.
Oh, yeah, I think dear. It was between the two marriages, maybe.
No, it was.
You lived at the.
The condo.
The condo.
Yeah.
Apple Creek?
No.
By Laddie's?
But no.
No, the one that was by Maria
and...
On Yarrow Street.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I like them low on Yarrow Street.
Yeah. Okay, it doesn't matter. But my first ever... What do they even call that? Name? Email name? Right?
It's just an address. An email address.
But without the at.
Your namey part.
Namey part, yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was Lykacory, Lykacory, which is a mix between what Daryl is, his nickname for me is Lyka.
Mm-hmm.
Corrine is my middle name, so it's Lykacory. And I've never changed it. I've only changed the at.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it started at AOL and then went to at Comcast.
She progressed.
Then went all the different Gmails or whatever and stuff like that. And
I still want to pay for it. I mean, they work hard. Let's pay for our email addresses.
Yeah,
come on.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll send in a donation.
I had all kinds. Remember, I had that one that was, I was Suds of Fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. At Yahoo.
Uh-huh.
Yep, I was Suds of Fun
still
for a while.
Still are.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably still are. We just don't use it.
Yeah, no, I tap in your name sometime and that comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean? Is that about beer or hot tubs?
Yeah, beers, Suds of Fun.
Oh, okay.
Suds of Fun.
And that was, thank you to my daughter, Christina. She's the one that came up with it. We were set up one night. She goes, you need a Yahoo account. I'm like, okay. And she goes, I'm sitting there drinking a beer. She goes, you should be Suds of Fun. I'm like, there we go.
Done. And it wasn't taken.
Yeah, I never changed mine.
Lykacory.
Lykacory.
I've gone through everything.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Now you guys have an insider account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, are we good with the intro?
I need
a beverage anyway.
Are we going to come back with some meat?
We're going to come back with some meat.
All right.
Meaty guys. Times.
Perfect. Sounds good. Because, baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So, take a look what you've done. Because, baby, now we got bad blood. Hey, I can't take you back. Look where I'm at. We was OG like DOC, remember that? My TOC was quite OD, my facts. Now POV are you and me, similar Iraq. I don't hate you, but I hate you. Hi everyone, welcome back to the show. We are here with the main part of our show, which we call The Meat. So I wanted to tell you about a couple little stories that we have about times that we've actually kind of gotten into some internet quarrels.
Quarrels
on the internet.
Did you fight over squirrels?
No. So the first big one that ever happened that completely blew up on me was about, I'm going to say, at least 4 years ago. And it was before COVID happened, but I do remember that I had the flu really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was laying in bed. I had been in bed for a really long time. And I was at that point where I still probably was sick, but starting to like be able to
function. Yeah.
I also remember watching the Sound of Music with Carrie Underwood.
Oh, wow.
That's how sick I was.
Oh.
Because I couldn't get up to change the channel.
Was that bad?
Yes.
You
it was really sick.
You didn't have your remote.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
This would be, at least it's all...
Yeah. So...
For you kids, that's a channel changer.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I didn't have my remote. Whatever. Yeah. I just was that sick. But I did. I had enough gumption to get on the internet. And I'm on this page on Facebook that's called... plus sized swap or something
I
like that.
I remember this one. This was a doozy.
Yeah. So
wait,
it's like,
what was it? Plus size swap?
Plus size, like clothing swaps.
Oh, okay.
Or like buy used size clothing.
So kind of like the marketplace, whatever, but different. From,
yeah, but it was like exclusively for people that were plus size clothing.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
And you could buy stuff like near new things or whatever. And it was a certain area, like it was the north area of Colorado, which, you know, so great. This is all in my wheelhouse.
Right.
Anyways, I'm looking at it and kind of flipping through it, and this one girl had these two teeny tiny little itty bitty pairs of shorts that looked like Daisy Dukes, and she was like, I got these from Torrid, almost brand new, size 24, $20 a piece. Now, first of all, I think for a pair of shorts that were that small, $20 used is ridiculous.
Right.
But that wasn't what I got in trouble for.
Oh, God, no.
So I write on there, nobody size 24 should be wearing these shorts.
Looking back, Lisa, do you see what went wrong there? In hindsight.
In hindsight.
2024.
In hindsight, I still stand behind that, saying that, because I still don't believe that.
Well,
I still believe that if you're a bigger girl, instead of letting it all hang out.
Let it drape.
You should let it drape.
Right.
But it also is none of my business.
Right.
Because there's a crowd for that, you know.
Well, I guess. I don't, whatever. And maybe I'm old and maybe they were young.
And you still had a fever.
I had a fever.
Who would have knew that it would cause such a commotion?
My thing was is that I wasn't particularly talking about the person who was wearing them in the picture.
You were speaking theoretically.
Yes. I don't even, to be honest with you, I don't even know if it was just a picture of the shorts or a picture of the girl in the shorts.
You know, I think if memory, because I think you showed it to me, I think it was the shorts.
Yeah.
And then you zoomed over and there was her in them.
Possibly.
And yeah, it was like, okay.
Yes, but I didn't think anything of it, and then I think I passed out from my really bad
delirium,
being sick and stuff. I woke up to the most, like, the most wretched hate mail. Like, people were writing me on Messenger. They were writing me on that thing. They were like, how dare you? Who are you to judge? This and that. And I was like, you know, you are fat shaming. I'm like, how can I fat shame?
Well, no,
I'm your fucking leader. You know?
Well, that's how you said, have you looked? Because it was attached to your
Facebook account
mm-hmm. that also had our business account on there too.
Yeah, so they all got on my business page, not only on Blue Line Boutique, but on the Legends page and started giving me really low ratings
being
like, this girl's a fat shamer. She doesn't like fat people.
But have you looked at my pictures? And you know,
I'm like, I am fat. I'm like, how can I am so
I'm one of you.
Yeah, like I'm just like
I wouldn't wear those.
I wouldn't wear those. You shouldn't wear those. And I didn't necessarily mean the girl who had them on.
No.
I didn't even think that. I just you know,
well, it was crazy.
It was a bad. Like it went on. Like they were.
They
like,
went to Yelp. Everything. They were attacking us everywhere.
It seemed like forever. Oh my God. And one of my things is like, I mean, that's. I think that's one of the things about being a business owner and also about the internet at this point is that if you like something, it's going to take 75 people to tell somebody. Like, look at our ratings.
Yeah.
You know, I have people. We have one of the most hottest podcasts in all of Colorado. This and that. And we seriously have like 40 ratings and stuff. I mean, we have a 4.9% rating, which is amazing, and it's great and stuff. So everybody
not
send
anymore
it.
After the fucktard incident.
Right.
By the van.
But
I feel like they're talking about me.
It takes, you know, forever for somebody to write something positive.
Right.
Whereas if you want to write something negative, you're going to do it like that. And I never meant to hurt anybody's feelings.
Of course
and it did affect you. And I think you tried to reach out to her on Messenger.
I did.
Say, you know, please let me make this up to you.
I'll even do your nails.
Yeah.
Right.
I did not mean anything derogatory.
I'll send you clothes that fit your big old. No. No, stop
I wasn't
it.
Talking about just, her.
I will introduce you to my husband, and he'll really tell you.
Let's just wear stuff that fits everybody.
Well, yeah.
Universe,
you know, well,
big, little,
and it doesn't even matter.
Yes.
Like that's, and I guess that was one of, and an aha moment where it was like, okay, first of all, keep your opinions. It didn't matter because what was it going to do me?
The thing
right.
is,
all
it did
risk
me no
and
good.
No reward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Let me ask you guys: do you do this? You write out a big whole thing, like. Shelly, not so much, I'm sure, because I don't
no,
think you...
No, because she doesn't care.
You're not on that care. Much, but yeah. I'll write something out, and then I go back and read it, I'm like, ah, fuck, blip, and boop,
I just don't think anybody
go.
Cares about my opinion that much. I'm just like, let's
but
get together
do,
and
do
have some beers
that?
And talk
yeah,
about it in person.
Yeah, I do that a lot. Yeah. But and I don't... The thing that's funny is that I don't really think that anybody cares about my opinion either.
Until you write it down, and then they're like...
Until they don't like it.
I obviously don't think anybody cares about my opinion. Until, yeah,
and then
I was like, then they do, and I'm like, what even happened here?
Lisa wakes up, wait, what?
I'm very important.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as bad press.
Oh, I guess. And that will bring me
to... Do you guys know who I am? I can't sing karaoke in this town.
Oh, good Lord. So anyways, that was one
I
of my big ones.
That one.
I'm going to have Daryl tell you about the one he recently had happen to him.
Oh, goodness. So I think I talked about it maybe an episode or two back about a hockey player that was killed in the rink. He had his neck
sliced
lacerated
yeah.
with the bottom of a skate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I dove into it pretty deep. I went and watched the video, everything, and I'm like, okay, before I get into any discussions, I got to have my backbone. I got to be able to continue to fight the good fight. Because there were people going, oh, the guy was hit. His leg flew up. He did not mean to kick this guy. No, the video doesn't lie. A guy was coming across the blue line. He had the puck. Another guy, the defensive guy, knew that he couldn't get at him, couldn't stop him. He stuck his leg out to... I think kind of slow the guy down, but his leg went up a little bit higher.
Oh, God.
Caught the poor kid in the neck, slit his neck, boom, he went down, went back down. Gory thing. He did end up dying from this incident.
Nightmares.
Everybody's on there. Anybody who's played hockey, anybody that's done this, and that. Okay, I played roller hockey with my son, my grandsons, this and that. I've been a hockey fan since the day my mom came out of the womb. That was one of her favorite things. So hockey has been in my blood. I know what it's all about. And you can see on video, this guy blatantly stuck his leg out, not trying to kill the guy. I think he was just trying to slow the guy down a little bit. Dude, you have a lethal weapon on the end of your foot. You know, think about it. Because even by doing that, it could have caught him someplace else.
Sure,
you know? So with that being said, I jump on this deep in this whole thing. Oh my God, it got terrible. I mean, people are like, you're, you know, I think I got called a fucktard a couple of times, but I'm like,
but for what? So you disagree about that? What's
yeah? Well, the biggest thing was everybody goes, I can't believe they're trying to press charges against this guy for murder. I go, it's not even that. They just want him to be more aware of what he did.
Right.
Be accountable for what you did. You know, I feel bad for both parts.
Of course.
I feel bad for the guy that passed away. I feel bad for the guy that did. It's
of course.
A bad decision. Yes, it's called a mistake. You should
right.
not have ever done that. Hopefully he learns from that. Do I want the guy to go to prison? No. I just want him to be accountable for his actions of
right.
what he did.
Right.
Now the NHL and the AHL and other clubs are really getting into this. Okay, this incident happened. It has not happened that many times. There has been other incidents where people have been hurt.
Right.
But now they're demanding, oh, everybody needs to wear these neck guards. They need to do this. We need to change the game. This is
so
one of the
unlikely.
Oldest sports in history. Come on. You start changing things up, you're going to take away from the passion, everything from the game. It was a freak accident. Like I said, the guy that did it, he knew what he was trying to kill the guy. So I got in that. Oh, my God. The next thing I know, I've got stuff from everybody. I've got people that were cheering me on for what I said. I got people for calling me the biggest idiot that walked the earth. You don't even know a thing about the game. This, that. But like I said earlier, but the one thing this one guy, he said that he goes, you know, my son's been playing hockey since he was 9, and now he's 11 or something. It was weird. But he goes, the friend of mine that's seen the video told me that it was, you know, he'd gotten hit. And I go, wait a minute. You're making an argument about something you have never even seen?
Exactly.
I go, you're making
Sit
your
down.
Opinion on something you did not even see? I go, you fucked hard. That was him. I go,
and now we're
I go,
current.
Your opinion doesn't even count. And I said, you know, if this is how, you know, this is how you're going to judge something by somebody else's opinion, I said, then, you know,
What are we doing here?
But so that's kind of where I dove into it. It was kind of weird because when I can go back to when my wife did her thing with talking about something, I had come downstairs from a nap because that's what old people do, and she goes, "I just got in a big fight with such and such," and I'm like, "She just made friends with this other internet person. That's a really neat." I go, "You need to quit pissing people off. You can't keep friends." And she goes, "Oh no, it wasn't her. It was somebody else." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well then."
He's like, "Can we not leave you alone for 2 seconds?"
She's on a tear.
I can't even take a half hour nap, and my wife's causing ruckus. But yeah, so that was my biggest thing, and it's so funny because, like I said, I don't voice my opinion too much because I'll read stuff, and like I say, I will type a big thing, and I'm like, "Fuck, who's gonna really care?" So this time I actually did, and the response was quite crazy. And that's even funny. Today, I've gotten dings and from people and their stuff. Yeah, went back and watched the video. You are 100% right.
Wow,
you
know? That's gotta feel good.
Yeah.
Well, here's my question to both of you, since I don't roll in this world.
So does the
poking world.
I think I know Lisa's answers, but I'll let you answer it. For both of you, how do you feel when you get, aside from surprised, that overwhelming response? Like, I know with Lisa, of course you never wanted to hurt anybody's mm-hmm. feelings or anything like that, but is there kind of a, or for either of you, is there a kind of a rush or a feeling of power or mm-mm. connectivity or a shame, or I don't know, what do you feel? You shouldn't feel ashamed, by the way, but I just wonder.
The two big ones with me have made me feel completely and totally sick to my stomach.
Mm. Yeah, I can see you getting just cringed out.
Oh, not only cringed, but like it like sets me in a spiral of depression and stuff that too. Yeah, just because I'm like, I feel so bad because I overthink the whole thing, and then I think about like how hard I like with the people doing all the bad reviews and everything and stuff. It's like I've worked 30 years for my business.
That's what I was going
to
say.
A few people who's never been to my salon are going to like rate me when they don't know me because I said that their butt was too big for a pair of shorts, which I didn't even mean that
them
at all.
Them in particular.
No.
Yeah.
And so it just makes me sick.
And Lisa, does it help you? I'm sorry, Daryl. Does it help you to know at all? When anything terrible happens like that, it's like, this is so temporary. Nobody's going to remember this tomorrow. Nobody remembers the big butt short thing except for you.
Big butt short. I like big butt shorts. I cannot lie. Unless I lease a chick shot to make it crash.
And if you hadn't reminded me, I would have forgotten about it also. But I mean, it's such a temporary world because there's so much other horse shit out there. You know, that makes me feel so bad that it made you feel terrible for as long as it did.
And I guess that I try to remember that. But then, you know, there's always that little part of you, you know, that always thinks, and you're so not like that.
Yeah.
But I always, like, the world revolves around me, and it's all about me, and it's all about everything that I've done. Not in a, like, in a narcissistic way, but in a, I put something on the Facebook the other day where it said, it would have the Cheshire Cat and it says, we're all mad here.
Yes.
And Alice says, at me? That's me.
Yeah.
You know, are you mad at me?
Yeah. It was like, you're mad at me?
Yeah. Why do you like me? Why do you like me?
And so, I mean, there's a little part of that happens with me, but yeah, I know that I'm not important enough nor, you know, and plus, I mean, even people that are really, really super important, things get slid under, you know, after a while.
Yeah, it goes away, Hugh Grant. Yeah. We don't even remember.
We don't remember you, Hugh Grant. That's what I was going to
say. My wife, seriously, wears her
she wears her clothes on her body.
Your emotions on your sleeve.
Uh-huh.
And when somebody, kind of attacks your integrity and your business, something you, like you said, you've built.
Right.
That doesn't even know you from any, you know, anything.
Or has never been there.
I'd be furious. It shouldn't even count. You should be able to refute it.
But I just remember at that time, it affected her a lot.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it sounds crazy. It did. It did depress her.
Yeah.
And
but
she's
I had
like,
the flu.
Well, yeah, well, she had the depressed flu.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Got the depressed flu.
Boom, boom, boom.
No, I had to go in and talk to her. I'm like, you know what? You know, you're going to have these. That's one thing I said. I said, that's why you don't respond to things, because you got to expect
that's
something.
That's why I can't look at Yelp anymore.
Something that's going to come back at you.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this, you know, these people. And she goes, but they're attacking our business and they don't even know our business. You know,
yeah.
And I'm like, you know, it's an immature act, because I think we kind of looked the girl up and she was kind of a younger girl.
She was,
You know, it's like, don't go to this nail salon because they suck, and don't go here because they don't sell fat clothes. You know, something weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, yeah. So, you know, that's the thing. And when you put your input in, you got to expect something to come back at you.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
which
and,
is
yeah,
a tough, it's a two-way street.
You know, I mean, I have a tendency to say stuff without thinking about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Which will bring me to my next one. If right. I mean, we don't have to talk about
we've
that.
Got, all, we've got yeah. all day long. I've got a whole other thing, but okay. we can go there after you guys have your personal experiences. Yeah. But did you answer, like, so after you saw all those responses, did you feel kind of exhilarated or justified or... worried or
I think the thing that justified everything for me, I got like 100% a lot
validation.
100%, 100%, 100%. So then this is going to sound funny because I'm like, I need to go back and watch that video again.
Uh-huh.
Because then I'm like, did I say the right things here? When I went back and looked at it, mm-hmm. I felt like every 100% that I got justified why I watched it 350,000 times.
Right. You know what you're talking about. And it was researched.
I was that passionate about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just one guy that just, you know, my kid played. I'm like, so.
Well, that guy's going to pay for our private jet. So God bless
him. Right. Yeah. So. Speaking of things that you don't know anything about and then decide to talk about, which was me in this whole thing. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a small description of what happened with me. But if you want to hear the full take and have all the screenshots and I have the full-fledged conversation, you have to go to Patreon to hear that.
It's but wild.
It's a Patreon exclusive.
It seriously went on for a really long time. But if anybody here listens to any other podcast, one of our all-time favorite podcasts is True Crime Obsessed. We all three love it. Shelley mm-hmm. and I, Shelley's a Patreon member of theirs.
Yep.
The only reason that I'm not is that my credit card got compromised.
You just never react.
And I never reacted.
And the only reason I'm not is because I used to wheeze off Elise's credit card account. Yeah. We got to meet these people.
Yes, very.
We love them. We have pictures with them.
Yes.
Yes. And we model a lot of things that we do after
exactly.
them in a way.
Because they were that was our favorite show.
That was our, what do they call it? Like our
template. Blueprint.
Yes. Blueprint. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
All of this.
There you go.
Yeah, that's our blueprint on how, I mean, we don't like copy them, but.
I don't talk as much as Patrick and as high a voice.
I think you talk a lot.
I love him. Yes.
No, yeah. Patrick and Jillian are just amazing and we really, really like them. There had been some controversy going on because Patrick, who is one of the hosts of True Crimes Obsessed, started his own network. And he had about, I don't know, 5-7 or so other podcasts under his umbrella of his network. He had also then went on to do a podcast called Obsessed with Disappeared, where mm-hmm. he brought on his best friend, Ellen Marsh, who is a Broadway actress, great, phenomenal singer, dancer, actress, and had her on the podcast with him. They went for a year or so. I'm not exactly sure how long their podcast went, where Patrick had decided that he no longer wanted to do Obsessed with Disappeared because it was too much for his throat.
He was doing two shows at a time.
He was doing two shows and then he had like two Patreons. So it was like four shows a week mm-hmm. and it just was like killing his throat. And then that was his, people have said now that it was something different. I wasn't there. So I don't know. This is Lisa's take on the whole thing. This sure. could all be wrong. So just bear with me.
We have opinions, people.
This right. is all an opinion.
We all have.
And it may or may not be researched.
It's your feelings.
Right. It's just a feeling. Anyways, so when Patrick left Obsessed with Disappeared, they brought on a gentleman named Joey, and Joey and Ellen continued with the show.
Okay.
They have a very, very good rapport. They're both super, super funny, and it was great. I had heard, so that has went on now for a couple years that it's been Ellen and Joey's show, but it was still under the umbrella of the Obsessed Network. Patrick owned all of the rights to all of it, the way that I understood it. Then I heard that there were some contract disputes going on between Patrick and Obsessed with Disappeared, which was Joey and Ellen. They wanted to be able to have the full rights of their show. To be able to control their Patreon and to be able to talk about what they wanted to. And Patrick was saying that he would sell the show for an insane amount. And they were going back and forth with the whole negotiating their contract.
Okay.
Okay. So then I had heard, and this is all through Reddit and a Facebook page that I mod called, that used to be called Obsessed with Obsessed. And it was really funny because when I was on Obsessed with Obsessed, I was obsessed with Obsessed. I loved the show.
Yeah.
So there was not very many people on that. I mean, I would say probably under 1,000 people on the page. And it was a little community of people who we would kind of either, I really, really like the show, or it really irritates me that the Obsessed Network won't put any of my comments on their posts that, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was like a little subsidiary. It doesn't matter. Anyways, one day I'm okay. And I had heard a little bit of rumors about that Patrick had a harsh work environment, that he wasn't very nice to the women that worked underneath him. He was kind of I don't know. Anyways, but that was kind of a little bug in the ear, but it wasn't really anything big. I didn't really pay much attention because I love him. Mm-hmm. And I've met him and I feel like we're friends and I listen to him every day. And,
yeah,
you know, yeah, it's just, you know, whatever. So I kind of put that in the back of my head. Okay, that being said, now remember you guys, and when I say you guys, I mean the listeners, that I had recently become friends with Tara Newell, who is she has the Survivor Squad podcast, and she's the one who took down Dirty John.
Dirty John,
yeah, and that we're best friends now. And and Patrick is also very close to Tara, and she's under the umbrella of the Obsessed Network as well. Okay.
Backstory.
Anyways, that's the backstory. Fred's story is: I come home from work one day. Daryl decides he's going to take a nap. And I'm on the couch, and I'm on Obsessed with Obsessed, which is the Facebook page. And somebody writes on there, Ellen and Joey can't manage their own Patreon page. What? So I write, I really don't know much about the subject. Where I should have stopped and backpedaled.
Oh.
And delete, 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 delete. That did not happen. I put, I do not know a lot about the subject, but in my opinion, I feel like Ellen and Joey are spoiled brats because I would give my left baby pinky toe to be under the umbrella of the Obsessed Network and have Patrick Hines be a mentor to me and be able to have his expertise. I'm paraphrasing. This is not a quote. And I will actually read the right thing when we Patreon.
But what I heard you say three times was that this is your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I did.
And however, carry on.
Anyways, I wrote this whole thing. The shitteth hitteth the faneth.
Biblically, sounds like.
My God. So I got, they came for me. There was
flaming torches.
Flaming torches and pitchforks,
yes,
in either hand.
All the townsfolk
knocking at my door.
Yes.
And stuff.
When they went for Frankenstein.
Yes.
It was insane. To the point where at one point this gentleman named Joshua, who I don't know him either, so I'm not going to say anything bad. Apparently, he's either a really good friend or a handler of Joey and Ellen.
Hmm.
He writes to me, Godspeed. That's all he says.
Huh.
And I say, what, am I dying? And he says, well, you're going to want to after this.
Oh, he set the hounds on you.
Damn.
So he went and told Ellen.
Uh-huh. Oh.
And Then Ellen,
there was more torches and stuff.
So then me and Ellen had it out on the Facebook.
From the horse's mouth.
Yeah. So go to our Patreon to hear the full story and also how Tara Newell got involved.
And you're gonna share your not emails, your posts and everything.
I will share my posts on the Patreon.
Yeah. Patreon only.
Just Patreon.
Yes.
And how Tara got involved, how my friend Danica got involved a little bit because she when, because apparently then I became the subject of one of Ellen's Patreons. And so Danny joined their Patreon so just she to
get
could
the,
hear.
Just get the snap? The scoop.
Yeah, the scoop to the hear snap, about the them scoop. Talk about me.
Get all that old-timey talk. Get the snap.
Yeah, they got this. So,
I haven't heard that part. That's wow. exciting.
Yep. I was the subject of their of the patron. Okay, it doesn't. Anyways,
our little bad wish
it
is
was
bad.
So minor. Everybody take a nap.
It right? was
crazy,
insane. But so I will tell the whole story with Tara and Ellen and me and Danica, and then. But I do have to end this whole segment. Well, until Shelley tells her part of it.
Yes, I'm gonna guess
and stuff.
Trust.
Yeah, but. We ended up getting, because this is the way the internet works. So once all this happens, uh-huh. people start, again, like
deleting
I said.
Deleting stuff? Or,
no, nope. they start looking, researching.
You. Yeah.
So they look at my page. My cover photo is the Good Witch, Bad Witch with Patrick and Jillian.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
So they're like. Oh, look, she's really, you know, they, of course
she's a traitor.
Gonna, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So then they look at my picture and me and Daryl have Good Witch, Bad Witch t-shirts on. Uh-huh. So the next thing you see is a review on the Good Witch, Bad Witch page.
Yep.
So the review says, Daryl doesn't
never
know.
Never told me this.
I know,
we got a one star.
We
got
would say, what?
Yeah, you guys have to help us get that one star up.
I'm pretty sure that it's Ellen. Because she says, I've never listened to this podcast before, but I like to go around leaving my opinion about things I know nothing about.
Oh, man. That's... Wow.
Girl, that's cold.
Hold on a sec. And then she dropped her mic.
Drop mic.
Wow. Yep. You never told me about that.
I know. I was scared.
So we just got 904 listeners on our Facebook page this week.
Oh.
If a few of you could give us some 5 stars to kind of
yes.
eradicate that
yes.
one.
Yeah, well, bring us up. Bring us up.
We all have all 5-star ratings except for that one.
Yeah.
1-star rating.
Hater wow. gotta hate.
Yeah. So anyways, that's my story. I'll go more into it on Patreon. So. Cool. Yeah.
I wonder if she looked anywhere on our page and seen our trophies, though. Come on, bitch. We got trophies. And we got people that love it. It wasn't even her. It was some intern going,
yes, I looked into that Good Witch, Bad Witch stuff. And yeah, there's 3 little weirdos.
Yeah. The thing that I think she's probably on her fucktard yacht.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And not really caring whatsoever. Although it is kind of funny.
Get me another champagne and look for those Good
That's
Witch, Bad
right.
Witch
yeah.
people.
There's a tear in my foie gras. Is that how you say that? How do you say rich people food? How many minutes are we at?
We're at 55.
Okay, because I think that what I have going on could be a whole other show.
Okay, well, great. Let's take a little bit of a break, guys.
Yeah, and then we'll come back with what you're talking about.
I love it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Welcome back, witches. It is time for the journalistic portion of our program. This is Witch You Talking About. And Lisa, did you want to go first or you want to go second or last?
It doesn't matter. I don't care.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to be a finale. I'm curious, based on your comment, what you got going on.
Witch I'll be a finale. About.
You'll be a finale?
Oh, you're finale? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good,
okay.
Good.
Well, I since like I'm that. Already talking, I'm going to go first. Yeah. Then. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with animals, but it
what?
Is.
That's your MO.
I know. It's from a website called Interesting Facts. And today we're talking about body parts you don't need anymore. Evolution.
Body
all
parts.
All the things.
Body gallbladder. Parts.
There's seven. You want to guess?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gallbladder.
It might be in there.
Baby pinky toe.
And your baby pinky toes. Okay, I'm just going to say what they
okay.
are.
Okay, damn yeah. it. Okay. Appendix.
Yes, appendix is number one. Appendix is number one. And you know what's also fun to say is your coccyx, your tailbone. We don't have tails. Don't need that shit.
Good.
Because yeah. it always coccyx?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, those 3 to 5 vertebrae, take them.
Take them.
I don't want it. Okay, and then after that, who among us has never had wisdom teeth. The most evolved, the good witch, has never had wisdom teeth. Don't need them.
No.
Don't need all those teeth.
And everybody just gets them taken out anyway.
That's
right.
That?
Yeah.
Because I wasn't paying too much attention. I was like, what's a who among us?
It's a dinosaur.
I go, what's your who among us?
It's like a stegosaurus.
Did I lose mine in my virginity?
Oh my God. I still have my who among us. The external ear oriented system, like all the folds and stuff on your outer, don't need them.
You can hear did.
So that's why aliens don't have all that.
Yeah,
they can hear fine.
They're evolved, exactly. So like when dogs or cats and their ears snap to attention at interesting or startling noises, we still have those muscles. And if you're really cool and like party tricks, you can wiggle them or whatever. We don't need them.
Like the guy in the Motley okay. Crue video.
Yeah, we don't need them.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of like a little megaphone action.
Nice.
This one I was surprised by. It was kind of eerie, in fact, that it gave me goosebumps.
You don't need to have goosebumps?
You don't need to have goosebump muscles.
I love goosebumps.
I hear a good song, I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I think you can still get the feeling without needing those muscles. But so our ancestors needed them to flip up their hair for warmth or to look bigger and more fearsome. It's just like, I'm so chilly. I need my goosebump muscles.
And now we're shaving everything.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
We don't
now
need
you
them.
Just have little bumps like, oh, you're not, you're fluffy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But they shift your hair up into a vertical position. We don't need that okay. nonsense. It's crazy. Third eyelid. Some animals have a third eyelid. It's like a windshield wiper action.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think alligators have it.
Yep. Yeah. We don't need them.
Okay.
Okay.
The palmaris longus muscle.
God
so I'll
bless
send you guys a picture of this.
Okay.
It's kind of gross, but it's like on the inside of your wrist. I'm going to show the witches this right now. But I don't know what that muscle does. It looks like it's a wackadoo muscle, but you probably don't have
it's
one.
It's a wackadoo muscle?
Yes. But
it
some
works for
of
us,
wackadoos. It's a muscle that stretches the length of your forearm. It's evolving before our very eyes because so many of us don't even have it anymore. Hmm. But if you do have one, let us know and we'll call you a freak on the internet. We'll be like, hey,
let us know.
Freaky,
we'll send
freaky.
You a pin.
How about me? Do I win?
Yes, you
yes.
win.
I've got
yes,
a long
I want to start an offensive fight with somebody's palmaris. You big
or
Neanderthal.
Say, how's your who among us doing?
Exactly. You and your third eyelid. Get out of here,
oh,
Cro-Magnon.
I dare you to put that up on the Facebook page when this comes out. Just like, I don't know. Never mind.
Nice. So
oh, I bet you have goose muscles, too.
Goosey goose head.
Oh, my God. So that is your...
Which I'm talking about.
Nice. I am talking about an animal, and this time, guys, your manwich isn't bringing something about the state, what he knows, this and that, neighbors, this and that. I did some research.
Oh, what?
And this one's about Rodney the emu.
Rodney the emu?
Rodney the emu, captured in a doorbell cam footage.
Awesome.
It's a yep. song.
While he's on the loose in Kent, that's the state,
okay,
the area, the neighborhood, Kent, before police rescue old Rodney the emu.
Wow.
And it goes something like this. Rodney the emu caused a stir after escaping from Maine Stone That's where he lived, Mainstone.
Why are you talking like that?
I like voices, okay. Girl. How many times have I got to... And then it was one...
We got a guest journalist today.
Yeah.
Which you talk about. Which yes. Witch are you?
And police were eventually called to help return him to his owners.
Oh.
Yes. And it says... Oh, wait.
Do you have a picture for us? Wild yes. Emu? Emu on the loose?
Look, there he is.
Oh. He looks like the Limu Emu.
He does. Yeah.
So it says... A homeowner in Madison Stone received a shock when a video doorbell notification arrived showing an emu peering into the lens at her front door.
Awesome. Could you imagine?
If you are on Patreon, you see Daryl emuing the lens.
Are you the pizza guy?
Yeah. The pet named Rodney had escaped in named Town of Loose.
Oh,
where he escaped from near Mainstone, Kent, when he approached the front door and rang the doorbell.
Get
the
door. Nose?
It's an emu.
Like a bee. Your impersonation is worth all of this.
You give us 5 minutes, we'll give you five... Oh, no, that's something else. Oh.
Oh, hold on. I was watching
and
something.
He's selling us insurance. Emu, emu.
Like,
is this
like
in Australia?
Yeah.
I think they're Australian.
Yes.
Emus?
Okay.
Yeah.
The video shows Rodney walking up to the driveway and probing the doorbell. After breaking, he kicks and breaks a plant. Guys, why's it got to be a dick, dude? You're
come
on camera.
On.
You're breaking people's
seriously.
Shit.
Be respectful.
Later, three people can see rescuing the animal by stalking him, stalking him up to the driveway. One of them moves forward and wraps their arms around the emu, steering him to safety.
Oh, thank goodness.
Good. Yes.
Phew is right.
So it says Maureen Roberts, the owner, was having lunch with her daughter and couldn't believe what she was seeing on her from her door cam. And so
was she was having lunch somewhere else and
she
was looking at
and
then funny.
She got a ring on her phone and then seeing that. But it says, I don't know what I would have done if I'd have been home and seen that giant bird at my
could
front
you
door.
Imagine.
Yes.
And she looks at her phone thinking her Amazon package is there.
Yeah.
Well, it says she thought
I don't
it was
remember ordering that.
She says she thought it was a prank. You know. But the police came in and were able to take Rodney, capture him, and guide him back to his home.
Why don't we do more emu pranks? Let's do that.
I didn't think about it till now.
Yep. Prank it up.
Yep.
And you know what?
For those of you on the Patreon, you can see Daryl doing his emu impersonation, and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And that's what Jumanwich is talking about.
Okay. Lovely. Thank you for that.
So what I'm talking about is probably, it's going to be about 2 weeks out when this comes, because, you know, we're in a different world because we record earlier and come out later or whatever. So we were talking, this is going to be like the flu episode because I was talking about when I was talking about the little short and I had the flu. Well, I feel like that earlier this week I had the flu as well. I don't know. Anyways, I was pretty punk on Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that had anything to do with how I was feeling or it was a high fever or what happened or whatever, but I went down the rabbit hole and I am so upset and sad about the passing of Matthew Perry. I don't even know what to do about it. Don't know what to do about it. It's fine. I'll be fine. But I watched so many friends' TikToks and bloopers and outtakes and all the reels you can think of and everything and old episodes and Monica and Chandler moments and, you know, just everything. And I know it's so funny because there's a celebrity that passes and you feel like you know them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always more connected with the Chandler character on Friends than anyone else. He was my favorite, blah, blah, blah. He kind of reminded me a little bit of me and Daryl both together with being completely and totally sarcastic, but super funny at the same time. And I thought he was a phenomenal actor, not just in Friends, but in a bunch of other stuff as well.
Some explaining to do.
Yeah. And so I think that just having a fever, not feeling well, going down the rabbit hole, watching all the stuff that I did, just made me so sad. And I just want anybody else who's feeling the same way about it just to know that you're not alone in it. And the thoughts are with everybody out there, not only his family, but people who weren't his family that he touched. And hope to see you on the other side, buddy.
You know, can I add a little bit to
Absolutely.
That? Absolutely. His type of character, he was an new school to us, but if people go back and watch TV back in the day, he was Dick Van Dyke. You know, yeah. he had that same kind of weird quirkiness about it.
Mm-hmm.
John Ritter, such a great guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes a certain special kind of person to be a Chandler Bing.
Mm-hmm.
But do we ever know what he did? You know, to be that kind of, you know, he was the best at his craft.
Yeah, absolutely.
But like I said, he probably learned from some of those earlier guys like that brought it into it. And no, honey, unfortunately, I worked a weird swing shift. I didn't even watch Friends till I got to watch the repeats. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
She would be like, oh my God, watch The Greatest. I'm like, I don't know what this Friends thing you speak of or this ER thing you speak of. So I had to watch everything secondhand. But no, I fell in love with that character. Because when you see somebody like that, I seen a lot of me in him.
Absolutely.
And I was quirky like him and stuff, to where I'd be like, I'm going to, you know, it was a little bit late, and I'd be like, I'm going to add some of this Chandler gig to my stuff, my slag. And people are like, it's already been done. No. But no. The man deserves, I mean, not deserves, he does deserve all the praise that he gets, because he was a true phenomenal person of his art, of what he did.
So, absolutely. You know. And I think that the thing that's the most sad is it seemed like just when he started to get a grasp on his demons, that then it ended up happening what happened to happen. You know, we still really don't know what happened, but you know, it just, that seems sad, but I think that he would also be very proud to know that he was so beloved, and that people are, as you know, respectful and appreciative of what
that's
of funny. His
that's
craft.
One of the that's one of the questions that people have asked his family and stuff. Do you think he really knew how much he was loved?
Mm-hmm.
And some of his family members have said, if he didn't, then he was a fool.
Yeah.
Because that, you could tell, that guy was definitely loved.
Well, what I didn't know about him was what a friend to man he was, and so helpful in helping people with their sobriety and opening up
that
rehab.
He
I didn't know any of that. And that became a headline over Friends, I thought was really great and a testament to his character. So I was glad I got to know that about him.
And that's one thing I loved about him, too. He said, I don't want to be remembered as I played Chandler Bing. I want to be remembered. You sat and asked me, I have an alcohol problem. Can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
And what a good testament to that man that would be. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, good one for you, and that's what you...
That's what I'm talking about.
Alrighty, guys. We'll be back with Which Minute.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule. And he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh yeah, he's the man witch. Oh yeah.
All right, guys, we're back. And guess what time it is? It's Witch Witch Is It. So we got our timekeeper, Miss Shelley Majors.
Heidily ho.
And we got our spin lady, Miss Lisa Brown.
And here I go spinning.
And we got Fiona right here to see if it's legit.
It is Shelley.
Shelley!
I'm so not ready!
Oh my gosh!
Okay, let me push the button. I'd like to thank the Academy. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You know who I really want to thank? I need to throw out a bunch of prayers of gratitude to my buddy JC, Jesus Christ. Okay, everybody, not going to get all religious, but an actual miracle happened this week.
What? Oh, okay.
And I didn't even tell you guys about it. This is wild. So, big hailstorm in Evergreen. Everybody's getting their roofs redone and stuff. Brian's brother has a really nice place on the side of the mountain that has like an up to 4-story roof on one side, elevated basically over a cliff.
Wow.
Yes. So anyway, they had I don't know, a crew of 20 or something working on their roof and all of this. And one of the men, for whatever reason, wasn't harnessed in up there, and he had a seizure.
Oh, gosh.
And he started falling backwards over the roof.
Oh, my God.
And another one of the workers ran over to stop him and was holding on to his hands for a bit. And he was half the guy's size that was hanging off the roof and couldn't hold him. So anyway, he let go or he fell or whatever, and the guy fell four stories in the mountains and hit some trees on the way down. And as it turns out, there was, instead of all the other boulders around it, there was like a bed, almost like a mattress of pine needles that went down for like 3 feet and cushioned his fall. But so he fell all that way. Ambulance comes. They were expecting him to, you know, be dead on arrival because that's just an insane fall and all of that. That guy left the hospital the next day.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I know. Walked away. Not a broken bone. Nothing.
Nice.
So anyway, thanks, JC. I think that's a miracle and a wonderful thing. And then now they don't have to have a haunted house with the ghost
that's
of a roofer.
Part.
I think so, too.
Except for the guy's family probably likes the other part better.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, that's a my I Believe in Miracles minute.
Awesome.
Nice. All righty, guys. Well, we'll be right back to wrap this show up. No, we're going to stay with it.
Yeah, we'll just say goodbye.
Yeah.
I just wanted to, be like, hey, guys.
Yeah. Drop the mic.
Drop it. We're done.
I was so enthralled by that story. I was like, wow.
We need the magic word.
Oh.
So.
Ooh, let's say the magic word is microphone.
Microphone. If you come to karaoke on the 26th, say microphone.
You will get a deeply discounted beverage.
Deeply discounted beverage.
Or a buy one, get one free. I'll decide what it is, but you're going to save at least $10.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're going to love it.
Yes.
I already have a flavor.
All right.
Strawberry basil gin.
Don't forget to go to Patreon so that you can hear the second part of the Lisa and Ellen Marsh saga.
Yep.
And it's only $5, and why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I just got a thing from a subscription from Walmart that I never use for $14.95.
What a bargain.
So, yeah, ours is a bargain. You're going to hear a really good story.
Absolutely.
And that's all I have to say.
Okay, please review us.
Yes.
Because we got all these terrible ratings come from Lisa running her yap.
Just one. Just one.
Lisa, keep speaking your truth. Say whatever you want to say. I love it. I think it's great. Daryl, same thing. And the rest of you witches, stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.